One of the great tragedies and mysteries of the Torah are the deaths of Nadav and Avihu. The day that the Mishkan was completed, the day that it was consecrated, these two sons of Aaron brought what's described as a strange fire, and they perished. The Torah doesn't say what it is that they did, or what it is that they did wrong, and that left it as essentially open season for all types of suspicions, theories, conspiracy theories, as to why it is that they died. Over the years, they've been accused of all kinds of things. Perhaps they were already plotting to take over from Moshe and Aaron. Perhaps they never questioned, they never asked Moshe what it is that they were supposed to do. They acted on their own. Some say they never got married. Some say because they didn't have children. Some say they didn't get married because they didn't think that anybody was good enough for them. And on and on and on. We find opinions that perhaps they were intoxicated. And each one of these opinions has something in terms of the text. Sometimes it's a very, very thin strand, and sometimes it's something which is a little bit stronger. But the Torah never says why it is that they died. All the Torah says is they died in front of God. And truthfully, dying in front of God, dying is bad, but being in front of God is good. So what does it mean to die in front of God? If we look carefully at the text, there may very well be a reason which is stated in the text. But in order to understand it, we need to listen not to what the text says, but to what the Torah doesn't say. That day that the Mishkan was completed, various offerings were brought. Healing needed to take place. This wasn't just a consecration, because there's a background. The background was, of course, the sin of the golden calf. The fact that Aaron, their father, is being asked to bring a calf as a sin offering or a cow as a sin offering shouldn't itself give us the hint that there is this background. One could imagine the angst by Aaron and by his family. Will he really be exonerated? Will he really be forgiven? Did he perhaps have too much of a role in the sin of the golden calf? Can he really just seamlessly move over from somebody who was involved in that sin to become the Kohen Gadol? Or is there perhaps a price to be paid? So Moshe tells Aaron all the things he needs to do, and Aaron does them, and Moshe says, and God will appear on this day. And if you pay careful attention to the text, it says, Aaron does exactly what it is that Moshe says, and when he completes, he blesses the people. And that's when we need to be careful what the text doesn't say, because nothing happens. Then Moshe and Aaron team up together, and now they bless the people, and then a fire comes down. And it could be that the average person watching this was ecstatic. The Mishkan worked. God is with them. God responded. And there's a reason to celebrate. On the other hand, there could have been two people who were watching this, and what they saw was that their father's prayer, quote unquote, didn't work. When Aaron finished, the fire didn't come down. It was only when Moshe joined him. And it's at that point that Nadav and Avihu go, and they enter in, and they take the Ketoret, they take this offering, and indeed fire comes down from heaven, which means their action causes a divine response. Again, listening to what the Torah hadn't said, we perhaps now can suspect it was their father's honor that they were concerned with. We also then note that even though that when Aaron acted, there was no response from heaven, when Nadav and Avihu act, heaven responds, and this time swallows them. So we're left being unsure. Did they sin? Are they guilty of all those terrible things? Or were they so interested in bringing something and having a divine response? And here's the scary part, that perhaps as far as they were concerned, they succeeded. Because they, Nadav and Avihu, the sons of Aaron, see themselves an extension of their father. They bring the Ketoret, which one day, very soon, will be what Aaron is told to bring on Yom Kippur, the day of forgiveness. And when they bring it, the fire indeed comes out of heaven. Nadav and Avihu succeed. As far as they're concerned, they succeed. As far as they're concerned, the family of Aaron is exonerated. The family of Aaron caused this divine response. The family of Aaron can have their heads held high.